Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Many of us move out, but do you ever really fully leave home? For a lot of people, their bedroom will always be their bedroom in their family house, despite what their parents do or say. Katie Mack from the Opinions Matter podcast is with me here on the line today. Katie, do you still have a bedroom in your family home?
Hi, Andrea. I do. I would go mental now if they didn't have a bedroom for me. I still go back home and stay with my mum, and it's great because and myself and the kids will go back and stay, and we kind of go over, like, she didn't live far from me. We'll go back and stay for a weekend, and it's brilliant because she makes the dinner, and like she say, if I could get in from work and I'm knackered because I start very early, she's like, do you want to go and have a rest, and I'll watch the kids if I go on a Friday, let's say, after work.
Have the dream set up, Katie. You're rude.
I really am. I'm totally ruined. I'm very, very lucky. But yeah, they still have my dog as well. Like, so
they still have
my room and my dog. Yeah, because when I moved the dog, I moved into an apartment, so I couldn't take the dog with me. And then by the time I moved again to buy my house and had my kids, the dog was older and he was kind of very settled with my parents, so they ended up keeping the dog and the bedroom. So, yeah, no, it's great. I think I don't know, do parents really ever get rid of the bedrooms, though?
Well, I had was my childhood bedroom that I grew up in at home in Donegal, still, like, you know, is still there, still would have had quite a bit probably of kind of my stuff probably still in it, but boxed up more so. I lost the room now about maybe two or 3 years ago. I think I moved.
It's completely gone, is it?
Well, it's not totally gone. It's still in use, but I've moved into a kind of the older room or the spare room, the smaller room at the back of the house. I've no childhood stuff in it though. It's all it's either dumped or it's in the attic.
Parents who can box up the room and close it off. It's just, I don't know. Like, if to me that's a bit cold or something.
And like, well, it was actually me that I did it.
No, not talk about your bedroom, but just in general. Do you know, like, when the kids move out and the parents are like, right, let's box up the room, and like, it's like they were never here. And like, I would want somewhere for my kids to always say, like, they could come back if they ever wanted to, even if they just wanted somewhere to stay for a night away from their own lives. Do you know what I mean? I think it's nice for you to keep that for your kids. I think it's cold of parents who just change the room.
Do you have, in your childhood bedroom, does it still have, you know, your childhood stuff there?
My mom has all, like, even I had these creepy porcelain dolls and they're all still,
and they're still on display, are they?
Yeah.
Oh God, no, I have none of that. Like, I mean, there's definitely probably some Barbies floating around the attic, I'd say, if you were to take a trip up.
They're still in the room, but yeah, no, I could never understand, or I would never be able to understand, a parent who boxes up the room. I'm like, that's, I don't know, I would always want my kids to be able to have the rooms if they ever wanted to come home.
That all your stuff's there. Dolls and all.
Yeah, and plus, what do people need the rooms for really anyway? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. There is this kind of notion about people coming to stay, but like, realistically, how often do people do that?
No, I'd be like, no, I'd rather have my kids' rooms than a guest room.
Saoirse Hanley is with me in studio here, Katie, this afternoon as well. Do you still have a creepy dolls?
Well, I'm doll free at least, but that's because they probably weren't there in the first place. But it's, I do definitely still have a room, and I would kick up such a fuss if my mum rang me and said she's getting rid of it. Because every time I say I'm coming home for something, say Christmas or, you know, just for a weekend or whatever, down in Cork, my mum would be like, well, when are you going to take those, you know, all those books with you? And I'm like, well, first of all, they're actually behind the wardrobe. You can't even see them. And second of all, where would they go in my one bedroom apartment? You have a lovely three bedroom in Cork.
It sounds like our house at home in Donegal. Yeah. When are you going to dump that?
Well, I do think, like, in fairness, it's probably a lot of stuff that are there. But I will say, I've been very open to my room becoming the drying room. All the drying for all the clothes up there. I've barely given a fuss with that. It's just when I have to go stay and I have to, like, shove everything out of the way to get to my bed. And I'm totally fine with people staying in my room. That's absolutely fine. It's like practically a B&B in that place. They can take my room, no problem. But I just want it to still be mine. But that said, like,
But when you say you want it to be yours, well, what does that mean? What's in it?
I mostly just want them to, like, not get rid of, like, the bed and all the stuff. Like, I don't think... During COVID, I went home for a few months and I did the whole room up, you know, just give it a paint and cleared out and give it a rearrange and stuff. And it's quite small, so it needs to be rearranged quite smartly. And I would like to think there's not actually that much of my stuff, at least on display. Underneath the bed, absolutely. There's like old shoes. Don't look under there. It's just dust and spider central. The cats love to kind of run around under there. And then behind the wardrobe is kind of like a little nook that used to be a bench, but now I've blocked that off. And that, I will admit, is full of my stuff. But what else would you put there? You can't see it.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like, my brother moved out for the first time a couple of months ago, and his room isn't there anymore. I moved out to like 10 years ago and I still have a room. Now, I will say, he still lives in Cork. He's only up the road and he's not going to go home to stay for the night. Whereas if I go home to Cork, I'm probably going to stay there. So his room has now become like a second little sitting room. Which, if that happened to me, I would actually have to emancipate myself from my mother.
And your folks are aware, are they, that this is how you feel about it being your room?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I say to my mum all the time, whenever she does bring up, and she's probably right, but whenever she brings up, like, you know, there's stuff now behind there, would you not take that with you? And I always just say to her, that's fine, but where do you want me to put it? And she's like, well, get rid of it. I'm like, well, I can't get rid of it. It's my childhood things. It's what you got by having me. And I was the first one. So you really signed up for the long haul.
Need to hang on to them. Valerie Cox is with us here too on the line today. Well, did you pack up all of their stuff, Valerie, and dump it, or what did you do with it?
Well, I have 5 children, and 3 of them still have their own rooms in the house. In fact, one of them, my 37-year-old daughter, actually a couple of years ago, decided to revamp her room and bought a new bed and new furniture and did it out beautifully. Oh, yes, yes. And she has her own place, you know.
So this is like a little getaway that she's nicely done up for herself as to her taste in the home house, Valerie.
Very much so. Very much so. But, you know, it's a strange thing, really, because, you know, when I got married many, many years ago, I kind of left home and that was the end of me having a room there. But my children are totally different. I think for a lot of people, the problem is that when they get a place of their own, either or a long-term rental or a house of their own, they simply don't want to take what they call clutter and rubbish because they're a different generation. They divest themselves of all of this stuff and just leave it in the house and leave it in their room. I mean, I am currently the keeper of furniture, bicycles, canoes even, which my children don't want to take to their own
place. And they
places.
Won't take it to their own place, but they leave it. This sounds exactly like our house. There's definitely stuff in our attic that my mother and I would want me to take down to Dublin. But and there's not a sign, Valerie, I'm bringing any of this stuff. It's going to stay there
in the
attic in Donegal.
You're probably the same when you got a place of your own. You didn't want the old stuff.
Oh,
you
God,
know?
No.
I mean, one of the big problems I have is that over the years, I've inherited a huge number of ornaments from my grandmother, my mother, and so on. And some of them would be relevant to the kids. And I keep saying, you know, would you like this? Would you like this? And they'd run a mile. But I remember after my parents died, and they died very close together, I got little boxes and I put ornaments in them and I hid them in the boots of everybody's car.
Did you?
But there is one proviso I really have to make here, because 10 years ago, my husband became incapacitated. He suffered encephalitis. And I really, you know, couldn't manage any of the life we have now without the assistance of my 5 children. So, you know, there is a valid reason for them staying here quite a lot.
Yeah,
that would be wonderful to their dad. But I mean, this clutter goes back to way before Brian got sick. But you see, the problem is Brian and I are clutterers. And I mean, one of the things Brian still has are his notes from UCD dating back to 1963. Now, I don't want to throw them out on him.
No,
know?
I know. And isn't there something, there's something very emotional, Valerie, about, you know, kind of clearing out a house and moving people's stuff around. And I wonder this too, Saoirse, when you're living away from home, like there is something very different about kind of the nostalgia about going back and the Christmas and the memories, you know, and all that comes with that. Like, even though I no longer have, you know, well there's a room in the house I can stay in, you know, it's not my room. Like, there's no stuff, none of my stuff's in it. There is a room I can stay in the house. It's not the childhood room, but there is something, there's something very sad, I think, about clearing out your own stuff from your family home.
Because it's all like really old versions of me. I mean, I was looking when I was home last time, I must have gotten really bored one summer's day when I was like 14, 15, and I made this kind of scrapbook. I can only describe it as a scrapbook, but on the wall, like, I stuck up all these little things from magazines and pictures and like celebrities I fancied and all this kind of stuff. And it's still there. And I go home now and it's like, that's on one wall. But then like the first piece I ever got published is on the other wall. And I just think like, you can't get rid of them. Sorry, they're not going in my apartment.
They're not going
They have to be here.
Like a shrine.
Yeah, I've made a shrine to myself. I actually have. And my mom can go and look at it when she misses me.
And you're her brother and him there, not a room in the house.
And he comes home going, God, I guess I'll just sit in the spare sitting room then.
Yeah, but I know, I can imagine that. I think there's probably, Valerie as well, there's definitely stuff and notes of my dad, my late dad's at home as well. And, and like, there is that feeling of, God, I don't know if I could throw my own stuff out, no problem. But I don't think I could dream of throwing his out.
Yeah, and there's also this thing of holding on to that kind of mommy and daddy vibe. Now, to be honest with you, I was not an empty nester. When my kids left home, I was thrilled. And but I really was, you know. I mean, they'd finish college, get a job, move away, and I'd go, yippee. But they all came back, of course, as they do. But, you know, I think we have to also look at the very positive side of people moving out. They're getting on with their lives. They're creating a new generation, maybe. And, you know, this space should be available. I can't say I'm overly worried about everybody having rooms here now at the moment. It's absolutely grand. But I mean, they were doing it even when they didn't need to be home as much. Yeah. And the sort of stuff they have, I don't think I could turn around and throw it away. And that's a big difficulty.
It is. Yeah, this listener here, Valerie, tells me our attic at home is full of our children's stuff. There's still bags of toys, there's clothes. And whenever I say that we're going to go and get a skip, there's huge arguments in the house, says this listener. Another texter telling me we actually hired a big skip. We loaded it up. So the children, they didn't even notice that most of the stuff was gone.
Oh, wow.
I know. Another listener tells me that they cleaned out their home room just a couple of years ago. It was really emotional, but it was a lovely trip down memory lane. There was some things I just couldn't part with. I remember a couple of years ago actually finding old school diaries. You know the way you used to write notes in your diary and pass them on to others class, you know, and my God, the nonsense.
Can't get rid of them.
My mum kept our toys from when we were children. She now takes them out when my own children are there. It's a lovely little moment. Yeah, that's kind of nice. And John in Limerick, Valerie, tells us that Swedish death cleaning is what all of us need. You just dump your stuff and don't burden others with it.
Well, he's absolutely right. It would be a great idea. I wish that I could win the lottery and, you know, employ a few people who would sort out my life, because it is a very, very cluttered life. But I think my kids have the right answer. They say that when I'm dead and when Brian's dead, they're just going to get a big skip and dump everything.
Yeah, throw it. There's a listener here wondering, Valerie, if you want that canoe to get rid of it, they'd be happy to make contact with you.
Maybe.
Yeah, they'd come and collect the canoe if nobody wants it. My thanks, though, to Valerie Cox, Katie Mack, Saoirse Hanley. Thanks a million for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.